So now the big game at the weekend definitely comes on Saturday. Crow Park at 1 o'clock. The Mesita All Ireland Post Primary School Senior A hurling final. St. Raphael's Loughrea aiming to bridge a 29-year gap when they take on St. Kieran's Kilkenny. Delighted to be joined by their manager, joint manager Franny Ford. And Franny, first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Not at all, Darren. Sure, it's a privilege to join you when you're in the situation we're in, and obviously really looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it too, Franny. We'll go to that in a moment, but I have to go back first to the semi-final. I'm still catching my breath in how that game finished and the great performance from your players. How are you feeling that when you take stock of that, not just the result, but the way that you turned it around in the closing stages?
Yeah, sure. Look, initially, I suppose you're just overjoyed and delighted, and then it sets in that you've an All Ireland final to prepare for, and I suppose that helps get you back down to earth very, very quickly because you have a relatively short turnaround. But you know, there was an overwhelming sense of pride, I suppose, in the lads, because there was definitely a period where it was looking like we were going to come up a little bit short, and it was more that we were running out of time than anything. But I suppose the manner of the win in the end was a source of great pride and joy for everyone associated with the team and parents and families, clubs, etc. So yeah, huge emotion attached to that, obviously. And then you have to try and park it as soon as possible and get ready for the next challenge. And I suppose that's what we've been focusing on over the last 10 days.
Yeah, and we'll do that in a second too. But as you say about pride, like we often when we do these type of interviews leading up to a big match, we talk about character. Like your lads had character in buckets and spades, because you said there too, three down with in injury time, six down at half time, and look, refereeing decisions weren't going your way either, let's be honest. And you still managed to pull it out of the fire.
Yeah, and you know, I suppose we, looking back at the game, certainly the couple of goals in the 10 minutes coming up to half time were real sucker punches, and felt at the time probably went against the run of play, in that I was, suppose you go out maybe with the game plan in mind and then you go down to Tulla and there's a really strong breeze, you end up playing against it. And you know, we were very happy with the way our lads played, particularly in that first 20 minutes. But all of that good work, to be honest, Darren, all of that good work got undone with the two goals before half time, and it meant we had to do it all again. And you know, I remember saying to Sean after the game, Sean Walsh, that, you know, I suppose a little bit of fear was that we had done so much hurling in the first half, and it might be just hard to sustain that right through and get that level going again in the second half. But we really hit the ground running in the second half, and we ate into that lead, got back to level, and you know, a period then of about 15 minutes where the game became a real kind of dogfight and we couldn't get any flow into our game, very stop start. And during that period, they, you know, they got a few points, I think all from frees, and you know, it meant we were heading into injury time, still 3 points down in spite of all the good work. But to be fair to our lads, in those last 3 minutes, they just found that other level that they needed. And funnily enough, for I don't know why, did the game just get a bit more scattered, but we got flow again. You know, one thing that really sticks to mind in that period was that a ball from them got dropped short into Shane Murray. And under the circumstances, you wouldn't blame any keeper for just launching it long, but he did the right thing, found Jack Shaughnessy out in the half back line, and Jack played a really good ball into Vince Morgan. That was the equaliser. But I think that just epitomised the lads' ability to do the right thing under pressure, and ultimately that's what got us over the line.
Yeah, and of course you mentioned Shane Murray too. He made a great save there from Darren McCarthy at one stage, and it's put you in this position. As I promised, I will move forward. And needless to say, it's a team we're facing at the weekend that we know plenty about.
Yeah, look, you know, there's no doubt about it. The Kieran's have been the standard bearers in this competition for many, many years. They have been that hurling nursery in Kilkenny for the entire county, to be fair. You know, you go back to the days of the boarding schools and the strength of the St. Flannans and these North Mon and Cork, these types of teams. And Kieran's have probably sustained that through, I guess, through the numbers of boys that they have for a start. I mean, they have, whatever, about 800 boys in the school as opposed to our 400 as a starting point. But through the number of boys in the school, and also the fact that, you know, students travel into Kieran's from all over Kilkenny and beyond Kilkenny. Like, they'll have They'll have two leash lads playing with them this weekend. So they've sustained that very high level for those reasons, I suppose. If you're a hurler in Kilkenny and you're in fifth or sixth class and Kieran's come knocking, or you apply to Kieran's, and if you're deemed good enough, I suppose, that Kieran's are interested in you, invariably you will go to Kieran's for your education. So it means that every single year they're going to be really strong in the competition. And that's how it has been. I suppose it leaves the rest of us with the mountain to climb, and you know, there's no other way of getting around it. It is a huge task that's in front of us. We're very well aware of that. But I guess, Darren, the other side of that is, you know, we can't do anything about those things. That is the team that's in front of us, and we just have to go there and put our best foot forward and see where it takes us.
And that's the thing, because when we look at paper, Fanny, and just for listeners there, for the sake of stats, Kieran's in their 9 consecutive final, going for a 7 in that period. They've won 24 overall. They line out with at least 5 players that G played in the quarterfinal last year. There is concerns about Ed McDermott. He'll make it 6 if he's fit enough to play. But on the flip side, Fanny, you will probably go into this game with at least 7 players that experienced that day, and it's experience in these competitions is so vital, as we've spoken about before, because the turnover of players changes massively every year.
Yeah, and to be fair, Darren, you know, that was something that was in our heads last year as well, that like, we knew last year we were a relatively young team. We'd been quite weak the year before, to be honest with you. But we got to the Connacht final last year, put up a really good show against Prez, and just came up a little bit short in the end. You know, Prez were the stronger team last year, there's no doubt about that. But even getting to that kind of final meant last year that we progressed to the All-Ireland Series. And I felt all along that that would be an experience that would stand to us. Now, it turned out a really difficult experience for us, and that Kieran's beat us last year by 21 points, you know, down in Nina. And like, that's tough for lads to take. But we all took that on the chin. There was some lads in Leaving Cert, and it's maybe a difficult way to finish your last game. But we saw, I suppose, the strength of Kieran's in the final then against Prez as well. But, you know, going back to last year, I felt that it's still a good experience to get to the All-Ireland Series and you know, see the level that Kieran's are at. So we saw that at first hand last year, as I said. And yes, they were very strong, and they will always be physically very strong, because I suppose when you have the bigger sheer number of players available to you, you're probably going to pick the strongest, not alone the better players, but also the strongest players. So that is certainly a factor with Kieran's. But you'd be hoping, look, we have met them. We know exactly what they're like. We know what they're going to bring. It's just a question of whether we can match that level of physicality and aggression, and then mix that in with the hurling that our lads are undoubtedly able to play.
Has it come up in conversation much, Franny, especially with the older lads that were involved there last year? Because these are your leaders coming in this year, and they know what they're facing in the likes of, say, Luke McInerney, Cullen Killeen in midfield, Paddy McCarthy, Vince Morgan, Bobby Feeney, just to name a few in the attack as well. Kieran's have a very, very strong spine. They have a couple of dangerous attackers, especially Aaron McAvoy up front as well. But does that conversation take place, or do you just focus on building the momentum that you built this year? Because defensively and tactically, you were superb in the Connacht final. But likewise, some of those players I mentioned stepped up with those big scores in the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, and look, I suppose in any game, Darren, it's for any management or coaching, it's getting that balance right between, look, you have to be aware of the strengths of the opposition, and, you know, particularly where they're strong players, the players that are going to hurt you if you don't take care of them, where they are and how they go about their business. So there is definitely put a focus on that. To be fair, we haven't really referenced last year too much. Every year with the school team is a new year. While you might have a carryover of players who had that experience, you know, you still look at it as a new challenge. But yeah, look, we've done the analysis on them. What I would say is that, you know, they're a pure Kilkenny team, in that they, you know, they bring a huge physicality and a huge aggression to the game, and every single one of them then is well able to hurl. So that's, you know, that's the standard that they set at this level. So yeah, you do that analysis, you look at where they're strong, but at the end of the day, once that's done, you kind of park it, Darren, and you focus on what we want to do and hopefully what we're good at. And I suppose the challenge, the huge challenge for our lads is we know our lads are able to hurl and we know how they're able to hurl. It's can you produce that level of hurling when it's going to be in a really high pressure situation against a very physical, very aggressive opponent where, you know, things like taking the ball into the tackle at this level. If you do that against stronger, kind of maybe a lot of them 19-year-olds, there's a much higher risk that you're going to get turned over. And that's the challenge for our lads. They know that's the challenge. That's the challenge we've put to them. And, you know, I guess, Darren, you just hope that on the day that they'll be able to respond to that challenge. And as I said earlier, just put our best foot forward.
That's what it's all about. It's not on St. Patrick's Day as we thought it would be at the start, but it is in Croke Park. And especially for your players too, it's going to be a new experience.
Yeah, and you know, that's something I think that we really need to embrace. You know, the days of minor teams now going into Croke Park, unfortunately and sadly, I would say, those days seem to be gone now. That, you know, last year's minors had probably a big day in Thurles for their All-Ireland final. But it's not the same as 18-year-olds going into Croke Park on All-Ireland final day as minors. That, you know, used to be a huge experience for lads. So they don't get much opportunity outside of senior hurling to play in Croke Park. So for the school, for everyone involved, for the families, like it is a huge opportunity. And it's just, you know, I suppose for the lads themselves, isn't it what you dream of as a young fella? And they're getting that opportunity now on Saturday. And you just hope that they'll take to it and that they'll be inspired by the occasion and just, you know, bring a big performance and give it everything.
Two questions, Franny, before I let you go. Any injury concerns of note?
No, nothing major. At least we had a couple of bits and pieces. Actually, Oscar Gorman got an unfortunate injury. I know that the semi final finished in a bit of a welter, but Oscar unfortunately actually got a belt after the final whistle, which nobody likes to see, but looks like he's going to come through okay. So all okay there. And thankfully we had, you know, a few lads with pretty heavy knocks after the semi-final, but nothing too serious. So as of now, Darren, all systems go. And I suppose thankfully that's the case, because you certainly wouldn't want anyone to have got to this stage and miss out on it over an injury. So touch wood, we're all good from that point of view.
And hopefully that remains the case as well. Finally, Franny, we've talked about St. Kieran's and their culture over the years. Look, we spoke in the previous interview about the work that yourself, Ronan Hardiman, and many more have put in to hurling in the school, because there was a period where the school was probably the shadows of St. Bridget's and one or two others. Fourth ever final in Croke Park, looking to bridge that gap to 1995. I know that won't affect the current players, but there must be massive excitement around the school about the possibilities that could happen on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, the between everything that's been going on in the school, between the senior Camogie girls and junior Camogie girls, it's a really special time, I suppose, is what I would say. And yeah, there's a huge amount of work has gone into these lads, from, you know, the lads who take the first year and juvenile teams and junior all the way up along. And, you know, this is a reward for their work. It's also a reward for the various clubs that are feeding into the school, that, you know, when lads come into us in first year at the age of 12 or 13, they're already good hurlers. And I suppose part of what we try to do here, and I know in all the other schools as well, part of what we try to do is I suppose send them back to those same clubs, but hopefully send them back maybe better hurlers, having played at a high level in A colleges hurling and you know, performed well, hopefully. And I suppose that's what we're hoping for. That's part of what we do. I suppose it's a bonus to get to a situation where you're heading for an All-Ireland Colleges final in Croke Park. And, you know, if as I said to you, and I keep saying it, as long as these lads go and perform, put their best foot forward, well, in that case, you know, whatever the outcome of the game is, we'll take that, and there'll be huge pride watching them play in Croke Park. That's for sure. And I suppose that comes from their clubs and their families as well. And, you know, while I'm at it, Darren, the other thing I'd like to just mention is that, you know, we're not the only Galway team that are at All-Ireland Colleges level this weekend. So I just want to wish Ballygar and Scullandia all the best in their respective finals this weekend. It's, you know, massive occasions for those schools as well.